You're listening to SBS News.
In Melbourne's north, public housing tower resident Barry Berry is fighting the pandemic one rumour at a time.
People don't trust the vaccine at the moment. People are still, unsure. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the long term.
A mistrust seeded, he says, by the hard lockdowns of last year that saw thousands of tower residents locked up without warning. Melbourne's north and west have the lowest vaccination rates in the state, according to health department data. A statistic CoHealth is working to improve. CoHealth Community Engagement Manager Emmett Taylor says engaging with culturally and linguistically diverse communities was recognised as a priority early on in the pandemic.
We've really worked hard at making sure we're recruiting people from the community that represent the different languages and cultural backgrounds of the people that we're working with, and that has been an absolutely critical part of our engagement campaign.
CoHealth has around 100 employees involved in relaying COVID information in language. They say it's a long game, but one that's slowly yielding results.
We are seeing huge increases in people accessing the vaccination clinics, which indicates that people are feeling more and more comfortable and informed about what is happening in the community.
But South Sudanese community leaders say a gap still exists in the information chain. Ring Mayor of the South Sudanese Community Association of Victoria says he's fighting the rumour mill on a daily basis because many feel disconnected from government information outlets.
And this gap is the fact that the government isn't really going to the cult communities and talk to them directly. We haven't seen that. We want to work with all the government agencies that are of concern in the area of vaccination.
Out-of-date in-language information has been discovered on the Federal Health Department website. Ringmayer says regular town hall meetings with migrant communities are a better option than translated guides.
In their own facilities, in their own community, you would foster good communication and also the trust, you build the trust.
Building trust with the vaccine program is the aim of people like Ambrose Maring.
I tell you, I work 80 to 100 hours a week, just only like that, sitting in the computer, taking a phone call. Others are calling me.
He's one of dozens of volunteer vaccine champions for the Victoria government. The health department told SBS it has provided grants to more than 80 multicultural community organisations to deliver vaccine-related outreach activities, including community information sessions and other health information from numerous countries of heritage, providing vital health information in more than 50 languages. Ambrose Meringue says confusion over the vaccine message in migrant communities is fueled by misinformation on social media.
If you are not sick, why should you take it? These are completely adding on this information already received from social media.
Australian National University's Garang Dutt says newly arrived communities tend to be insular in how they get information, choosing to rely on trusted people within the community and social media sources, which he says can be a fertile ground for conspiracy theories.
There's been a lot of sharing of information that is obviously not true to health officials, but to someone who isn't trained or of academic background in health, they're more likely to believe such information.
He says media coverage that singles out ethnicity in COVID breaches and federal government support packages that fail to recognise the existing disadvantage of refugee communities has created an us and them pandemic experience. He says in-language information helps, but it is constantly competing against the online misinformation from social media.
These channels where translated message comes through television has been helpful but not impactful enough because the alternative sources are still competing.
He also says until communities feel more included in the COVID response, the capacity of public health measures will continue to be limited. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.